This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Tomorrow, a rare event, a joint appearance by presidential candidates John McCain and Barack Obama. The man who made this happen, his name is Rick Warren, author of the immensely popular book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
He's also a pastor at a Southern California evangelical megachurch. These evangelicals usually vote Republican, but as KQED's Rob Schmitz reports, this year it's not so certain.
They're calling the event a civil forum, and Saddleback Church is hoping their folksy, charismatic pastor, Rick Warren, will be able to break through the soundbite surface of each candidate to reveal a deeper sense of who these men are. Tom Holliday is Rick Warren's brother-in-law and a pastor at Saddleback Church.
Let's hear from the other person. Let's give the other person a chance to hear their heart. It's very easy to demonize people when you disagree with them. But in a civil forum, you have the opportunity to hear from people, agree or disagree, on some really important issues.
Obama and McCain will speak separately with Warren for an hour each. It'll be open to the media and broadcasted live on CNN, but Warren will be the only one asking questions. The 54-year-old pastor is one of very few people who has the power to arrange an event like this. In the last decade, Warren has become one of the most influential religious leaders in the country. He said that Saturday's sit-down will not be a moral litmus test to see if each candidate is Christian enough to be president. Pastor Holliday says issues like abortion and same-sex marriage are still important, but he says questions at tomorrow's forum will delve into broader moral and humanitarian issues, increasingly of concern to what he calls the new evangelical.
Well, when you see those two things begin to blend, that easy decision that we had maybe for two election cycles where everybody thought, well, evangelicals are going to be for this party and they're not, that's blending now. That's not true anymore.
Holliday says it's not evangelicals who have changed, it's the political parties. He may be right, says Gaston Espinoza, professor of religious studies at Claremont McKenna College.
Obama's running a brilliant campaign because he's in many ways outflanking McCain on what have been traditionally Republican issues.
Espinoza says Obama's pledge to support faith-based initiatives has been particularly popular. Espinoza's consulted both the McCain and Obama campaigns on issues of faith. He says McCain's reluctance to talk about his faith has created an opportunity for Obama to step in as the candidate who's seen as more comfortable sharing his beliefs. And it appears this is working. A nationwide poll released this week by the religious market research firm Barna Group shows that back in June, 78% of evangelical respondents said they'd vote for McCain. That number has now slipped 17 points to just 61%. Back at Saddleback Church, a phone in the corner of the lobby goes unanswered. The receptionist is swamped with calls, and Secret Service agents shuffle in and out. Church member Christy Word is here volunteering. Word was recently laid off from her job as a food scientist. In the last election, her main concerns were voting for a pro-life candidate who rejected same-sex marriage. Now things are different.
I consider those secondary because of some of the issues that are affecting more people that are more critical to their livelihood, for instance, jobs and being able to support their families. And, you know, this mortgage issue is just really hitting people at home. So those kinds of issues, even though the other ones are serious, I think they're secondary to me right now.
Word hasn't decided who she'll vote for yet. She says she'll watch the civil forum at home, pencil in hand, taking notes. With many evangelicals still undecided this election season, odds are she won't be alone. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.